A word for you from 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity. Let's look at the first part. Let no one despise you for your youth. The reason that Paul said this to Timothy was that he had just told Timothy to speak boldly regarding the absolute truth. In verse 11, for instance, he says, command and teach these things. And then probably the thought came to Paul, inspired by the Spirit, that if he is to command and teach these things to others, he needs authority. And if others are despising him for his youthfulness, and they neglect and they don't see godliness in Timothy's life, well, how will they listen to Timothy's teaching? But it's true for all of us. If it is the case that we are told, let no one despise you, then, and by the way, that's not just for young people, but for anybody who is a true believer, if you are one who passes on the treasures of God's word to others, even if it's just in your own family, then you need to command authority. Let no one despise you. This is, of course, not telling Timothy to tell others, don't despise me. Aksizuguti siti musuguti ungdelel. No, we need to gain the respect of others. And so Paul follows after this with the lifestyle that Timothy is to live so that no one would despise him for his youth. In other words, when they look at the way that he talks, the way that he has such faith, purity, etc., there are six different points as we'll look at hopefully for the rest of this week. When they look at that, they will have a deep respect, not just for you, but God in you. They will recognize that the character of God is being displayed in you. You see, it doesn't help that we go around trying to spread the gospel if we ourselves are lacking to the point that we don't have the basic characteristics of a Christian. Do you have these things in your life so that others won't look down on you and despise you when you spread the gospel?